If you turn with me, please, to Romans chapter 1. Got a new Bible for Christmas. The other one's falling apart prematurely. So if anything goes wrong with this message, by the way, it's because I haven't yet broken in my new sword here. Made our traditional visit to Detroit over the Christmas and New Year's break. Happy to report to you that they haven't shut all things up and turned off the lights there yet. Some folks have a good spirit about things and things still look hopeful. Detroit and the whole Michigan area, you know, pretty unanimous, has been hit about the hardest in this country by the economic crunch. And, you know, having come to this area about 22 years ago, I can tell you that there's just a generally cynical, pessimistic attitude in Detroit anyway. Always was, as long as I could remember. Didn't really know what positivism and optimism was till we came to the Milwaukee area. But there are folks hanging in there, and we spent a short but sweet time, actually literally left this area the day after Christmas and came back New Year's Eve. So it was an interesting time. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. As for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And we'll read on a little bit more in the chapter as we go, as was the whole section was read earlier. And as our brother mentioned, it's doesn't seem to be the most encouraging section of God's Word. It's a section that describes the depravity of man and actually traces the downward plunge of man into greater and greater depravity. But it provides for us some of God's answers to some very crucial questions. Number one, it tells us about the lost state of the heathen. And by that I mean men without the light of Scriptures, without the Bible. Tells us why men everywhere desperately need the gospel of Christ. Because without it, they have no hope. And it's why the church must send forth missionaries to reach men in the uttermost parts of the earth. Because without this message, they will die and go to a very real hell for all eternity. The shocking truth of this passage is the reason man is so depraved is that God in his wrath has given man up to depravity. We tend to look at wrath, and we talked about wrath earlier this morning in the first service, tend to look at wrath as something future. But in this passage, Romans chapter 1, we are talking about a present wrath being revealed from heaven. And the depraved condition of man that we see described in Romans chapter 1 is just that, the wrath of God revealed from heaven. It is the way God is currently revealing his righteous wrath. But Romans is not a pessimistic bad news book. It's the good news that Christ saves all those who believe from the penalty and the power of sin. And has been mentioned, he has given the church